B'nai Chayla L'Mechuzah. Because there are a lot of like army people in B'nai Mechuzah that don't have what to eat. So they'll for sure come in. Rashi says, B'nai Mechuzah. Rashi didn't have the gear said B'nai Chayla. Could be Stam. The Nefisha B'nai Mechuzah. Rashi says, V'ika Aniya Tfei. V'kom Michli Karna. There are a lot of Raniyim, a lot of poor people in Mechuzah. So Meir of Rav would open up his doors and say, whoever's hungry, come in, he'll have to feed, let's say, a few hundred people every day. Rashi says, Michla Khan will have no money left anymore. So that much he wasn't mechuyev to do, and that much he couldn't do. Right, another story. Ilfa v'Rabbi Yochanan Nevi Garsa b'Yeraisa. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, they're both young, they're yeshiva bochrim, they're both sitting and learning Torah. Is the Chikolei Milsa. They became very poor. Rashi and Nias, they had no money. Remember, they were married already. They couldn't support the family. Is the Chikolei Milsa too? They became very poor. Is Amrus, and they both maybe they decided, they said, Nakum, let's get up. Let's stop learning. Venezo, Venever Isco will go into business, will become a businessman. Venekayim ben Afshoyim will accept and will do what the Pasuk in Nasa, what the Pasuk says, Efes Kiloyia Bechayavyoin. That our co-partner, there won't be any poor people. In other words, why remain poor? Let's go out and become business. We'll do an iska, we'll do business, and we'll become rich. At least we'll have what to eat with. Is Osla Oisef Tuse Guda Ria. So they both sat down underneath a bed wall. Heavy Kokarcha Rifta. They were eating bread together. Is also Trey Malachi Asharis. Two Malachi Asharis was there talking. Is Shomer Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon heard to where these two Malachi Asharis were talking. The Omar Chad Lechavri, one Malach said to the second one, V'nishtayu alayu, let's throw this wall down over these two people. We have two people sitting and eating bread underneath a weak wall, so it's nothing to throw it down. Let's kill them. Let's throw the wall down on them. Nishtayu alayu hai gudav, v'nekatlinu will kill them. Shemanichen chai yerlam habo, v'yerskim b'chai yishon, for a reason the Malach wanted to kill them. Because the Malach knew that they both, Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, just decided to stop yeshiva, they decided to stop learning, and they go do business now. So they're leaving over Chai Yelam Abo, and they're being raised in Chai Yeshua, so for that the Malach wanted to kill them. Is Omle Idil, the second Malach said no. Shaftino, leave them, don't throw the wool, don't kill them both. Dika Bucha Dikai Malei Shosa. There's one of them, one of these two is going to remain a Vital Mechochim. One of these two is going to be needed very much. The Kayim Leshos is Neshtai Goyis will be a big God Lador, so because of him, we can't kill them. So Rashi says, Chayilu Mabo Torah. By learning Torah, you get the Chayilu Mabo. Chayishu Oilu Mazeh, Zeschar, it's time to do business, just to stop doing business, that's about Oilu Mazeh. So Rashi, the Kayim Leshos, Osid Lesgado V'Yentzmano Lomus. One of these two are going to become a big Godel, and we need him, and therefore his time is not to die, now we can't kill them. So the Maisa was that Rav Yechon and Shoma Ilfu Leshoma. Rabbi Yochanan heard these two Malachi Asharas talking, and Ilfa did not hear the two Malachim talking. Is Omele Rabbi Yochanan Liilfa? So Rabbi Yochanan said back to Ilfa, Shoma Mar Midi, Hetzach Tzi, hey, did you hear anybody talking? Did you hear a conversation going on? Omele Eloi, Ilfa said, no, I didn't hear anybody talking. We're eating our food now, under the wall. Nobody's talking to us. So Omele Rabbi Yochanan said like this, Midi Shoma Yano, since I'm the one that heard the Malachim talk, Viilfa Loshoma, and Ilfa did not hear the way the Malachim were talking. Shemamina, I understand from this that Ledidi Kaim Olishasa. The Malach meant to say, like, to me, Rabbi Yechanan, I'm going to be a big Talmud Chacham, I'm going to be a big Godol, they're going to need me. So Omar Le Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan said, Eyahadev Yukib Ben Avshoi, I have Charata now, I'm changing my mind. I'm not going to stop learning, I'm not going to go to do business, but rather I'm going to be Mekayim the Posse that says, Ki Lo Yechta Lev Yemekerev Arat Senechanami. Another pasuk says, "Oh, never stop to have poor people. You're always going to have poor people in the world." Now, Rabbi Yechon decided, "You know what? I'll be mekayim this pasuk better. I'll be mekayim the pasuk. There'll always be poor people. I'll rather remain poor, but I'll stay and learn Torah because I see I have an asidus. I'll become a big gadol." So, Rabbi Meisa was that Rabbi Yechon and Hoda. So the Maisa was Rabbi Yechon and Hoda. Rabbi Yechon Taka returned and went back to Yeshiva, continued learning. Ilfa loy Hoda. Ilfa didn't turn back. Ilfa went to do business and stopped learning Torah. Adios Ilfa. By the time Ilfa came back after he made his $1 million, after he became a big businessman, he came back to the Yeshiva. Is Molech Rabbi Yechon. By that time already, they made Rabbi Yechon the Rosh Yeshiva. He was the Melech. They appointed him. Trashi Moloch Reb Yechanan, Minu Rosh Yeshiva. They made Reb Yechanan Rosh Yeshiva Aleihem. Minagu, Mishu Rosh Yeshiva Yem Agadla Noise. This was used to be the minig. That the Moloch Yitzayim, the Rosh Yeshiva used to be very rich. So wherever they put the Rosh Yeshiva, they will be Megadlam, they'll make him great. Mishalem Umashiva Noise, they'll make him rich. Everybody will give him money. They're Min Lagami Kohen Godel, the Gemara says by Kohen Godel. That you're supposed to make him rich, give him money.
Means God Mishalochim. It means the Kohen Gadol was the chiyuv upon all the other Kohanim to make him rich, give him money, make him great. And that was the minhag used to be by Rosh Hashiva also. Rosh Hashiva used to be rich, everybody used to give him money. So the Mamlech Reb Yechanan. What happened was, is Omru late, and they now the people said back to Rabbi Yehoshua to Joshi Anshi Amok Nofa, the people of the town said, Hilfi, you should know, Yosef Mavi Goris, if you would have stayed in Yeshiva and learned, like Heavy Moloch Mar, like wouldn't have you been the Melech? Because you would have been the Melech. Joshi Moyisi Yeshiva, Esiva Torah, Hayina Mamloch Moysach, Kamashi Sin, Rabbi Yehoshua, if you would have sat and learned Torah still, we would have made you the Rosh Yeshiva. Rashi says, why? The Ilfa have a famer of Yechnan. Because when they were young at the beginning, Ilfa was a bigger Talmud Chachim, knew how to learn better than Rabbi Yechnan. So Oza, why says Ilfa didn't like this? He didn't like to hear this. Is Oza, Tola, Navshay, Beisrika, Desrina. He went and like hung himself and tied himself up by the end of, by the Iskutah, the Srina of a ship, by the sails of the ship. So Rashi, Kolunyis, that means the eight Zaroth, the long stick, that you put the you put the sails up on you, but it wouldn't take it, yeah. So he put himself on the ship, and Omri said like this, if anybody will ask me any question, and I won't answer you, bring your raya from a Mishnah, na filna mi eskukta de svinta, v'tovona, and I'll jump into the river, I'll jump off the ship now from the sails and I'll drown. In other words, Ilfa still held, he was a big Talmud Chacham, he could answer all questions, that's what he wanted to show everybody. I'm still know how to learn better, I know everything. And Rashi says, Kleimer, Afagav the Yavdi Yisk, even though I went to do business, Karistna Ano Tveimine, Ilfa still wanted to prove his point that I'm still a bigger Talmud Chacham than a Yechanan. And even though I went to business, still you should appoint me now the Rosh Hashiva. They learned the brises from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, so a brise that was always learned from Rabbi Chiya, that's called a good brise. I'll always find you a Mishnah, Ilfa said, I'll find you a Mishnah that proves the brise. Is also Sava, one older person came and asked him a question, Tonile, it means, I learned like this, that to Omar, somebody says, Tnu shekel lebni, v'shabbos, give a shekel, give money to my son. Shrashi mi shemei, somebody was dying. V'niach memoina biyad ish neman, and he appointed, he had his money by somebody. The Yomar, he told this person now, Tnu shekel, take the shekel, which is a chatzi sela lebni for my son, loitzo b'shvua. That's the allowance I wanted to give my son once a week. You should give him a sela, a shekel, give him a shekel once a week. Then Ruyin lost his lem sella. And really, he deserves to have a sella. They're saying a shekel is only a chatzi sella. Trashi Ruyin lost his lem sella. Sheesh loy bonam harbe. Vein mistafkin le shabbos apachos mesella. And really, they need more than just a shekel. They need a sella. It is nice to my sella. In such a case, Echlam, he's supposed to give them a sella. Trashi, the heavy bedaite. Loy lemetan lu. El a shekel hoyim mitzava al titnu lem el a shekel. Because if the father really only meant to give him the half a dollar bill, he would have said it clearly. I behind the car matulam shekel. That's what he said. Give him the half a dollar bill. Loyomatul sella mishum deboil is ruzni. He wanted to be mezaris them. Like do it fast, do a good job. But really, the father did not mean only a shekel and not more. He meant to say give them what they need. So in such a case, even though the father said a shekel, you're supposed to give them a sella. The imam, let's say the father said, Al titnu lehem el a shekel. No, only give them a shekel, that's all, nothing more. A neistin lehem el a shekel. Then in Echnami, the allowance is only once a week, you have to give them only a shekel, nothing more. Im Omar, if the father says, Mesu yorshu acherim tachtayim. Trashi, im Mesu, Imam like this, the father said, Imam Amesu, or the gift should be Imesu. If I die, Yarshu Acherim Tachtayim, I don't want my sons to Yarshu to inherit me, I want somebody else to inherit me. Bein Shama Tnu, whether the father said, Lashon of give it, I want you to give all my possessions to somebody else. Bein Shama Al Titnu, whether he said, don't give it to anybody else, is a Noistin Lehem El Shekel. In such a case, no matter what the father said, then we only give the son the shekel. Now, since we see the father wants to give away his Yerusha to somebody else, and all he wants to give his son is only the shekel, then we say the father meant the shekel, that's it. Hey, since the father is being stingy now, he's taken away the Yerusha anyway to somebody else, so that he said to give a shekel to his sons, he meant only a shekel, nothing more. Rashi says, Afagav diyom atznu shekel, v'lo yomar al titnu, he didn't say don't give more, el shekel, still goli bedaitet leiboy lemesav lu el shekel b'shamis. Ki eche di mesu yoshra cherem tachtayim. The same way we see, he meant to say, if he dies, somebody else yashens him, so he also meant to say, he doesn't want his children to get it too much, he only wants to give him a shekel, nothing more. So that's what the person brought down this braisa. So the Sabbath, old person, asked Rav Ilfa, Omalei Hamani, who does this go like? Who does it go like that? Even though the kid really managed on a shekel, we don't give them more. You have to listen to what the mei says. So if the father says only to give a shekel, even though that's not enough, that's what you have to do. Rashi says, not because of the mitzvah, the father says you have to listen to him, really, mitzaradin, the children should get what they need to live on. Shirei kol hamom shalhem, who all the money belongs to them. V'yein bo liyosn acherim klum eliyachem misosun. It's only after the father dies that the other piece, the father said to give the Yerusha to somebody else. Of a kolzman, the father's alive, the money really belongs to the father, and the sons have a right to get it. Im yesh moiser yeshlem, if there should be extra, they should get it. So why do we say to only give the sons a shekel? That's because there's a mitzvah of karm divrei meis. That's where meis shita is. That's the meisah. So more doesn't go further about the meisah. That's all. So as even though Ilfa Tak was able to answer everything, but our co-partner still, Mash Milfa, didn't become the Rosh Hashiva. Still, they appointed Rabbi Yechon, and he was the one that went back to learn, and Ilfa did not become the Rosh Hashiva. Right, Omru Oliver was said about Nochim Ishgamzu. Was said about Nochim Ishgamzu Shoyesuma. He was a blind person. Mishteyena, both of his eyes were blind. The famous Gemara here. Gida Mishtey Yada, both of his arms were taken off. Kita Mishtey Ragla, both of his feet were cut off. V'chol Gufe Moli Shchin, his whole body was full of blisters. Shchin. V'yemuto Bebeis Ruya, he was sitting in a house that was very weak. V'ragloi Mitosai, the feet of his beds, munochim besvolim shemayim, were in a pitcher full of water, kadesh lo yalu olav nemolim, in order the ants should not climb on top of him. That's the place where he was. Is pa machas, one time that happened, hoisim mitosim nachas the base ruya, his bed was in his weak house, bikshu tamidim lofanas mitosim, tamidim came in and said, Rebbe, the house is caving in, like, we don't know why the house didn't cave in yet. Let's get you out of here. So the Tamidim said, we'll take you out first. V'yachakach lefanas esekelim. And then we'll take out anything else that's in the room. Izomalem, so Nochem Ishgamzu said, no. V'ni, my children, my Tamidim, penu esekelim. First take out everything I have in this room. V'yachakach puni es mitosi. And then take out me. Shemuftach lechem, because I know for sure that kol zman sheni b'bayis kol zman, I'm in this house, and b'bayis neufel. The house won't cave in. Oh, but if you'll take me out, I'm afraid the house will cave in. So that's what happened. First, Pinu was the kelim. They emptied out the house, took out all the kelim there. The Yachakach Pinu was mitosrei. Then they took Nochem Ishgamzu out of the room. V'nofel abayis, and the house caved in. His omulah tamidim, so the tamidim said back to the Rebbe, v'chimiach l'shet tzadik gomeratos, since you're such a big tzadik, lo mos l'chokach, how come this happened to you, that you don't have feet, you don't have hands, you don't have eyes? What happened to you? You're such a big tzaddik. His omel answer, Nochem Ishgamzu answered back and said, Vini, ani geramti liatzmi, I caused it upon myself. Listen to what happened. Listen to what's called, he caused it to himself. What happened here? Shepa machas, it once happened, the Yisimala Baderach has walked on the road. lebeis chomer. I was visiting my father-in-law. Voyimi masu gimu chamorim, and I had three donkeys full of stuff. Echad shomachu, one was full of food. V'echad shomishtu, one was full of drinks. V'echad shemina megadim, one was full of goodies. I was bringing my shver, I wanted to bring him some goodies, good things. A boy aniya echad on the road, one poor person came to me. V'yomad li baderach and stood on the road. V'yomad li Rabbi Panasaini, give me something to eat. So Amati Loi, Reb Nochim is Ganzo, said back to this poor person, Hamtim, wait a second, I'll give you, I have two, three donkeys full of good stuff, I'll take off from the donkey and give you teat. But I took my time a little bit, I didn't run to do it too fast, and by the time I came back and took off the food from the donkey, that this poor person already died from hunger. Is halachti v'nafalti aponim. So right when that happened to me, I fell down on my face. The Martin has said like this, Eini my eyes, shloichosu alanecha, that didn't have enough rachmonis on you. Like I didn't run fast enough to give you the food. Is yisamu, I want my eyes to become blind. Yodai my hands, shloichosu alayadecha, they didn't have rachmonis on you. They didn't go fast enough to give you the food. Yizgodmu, should be chopped off. Ragli my feet, I didn't run fast enough to get you the food. He's cut it too. Should be, she cut off. And Vaitavla Niskara Daiti. Still, Nochim is gone. Didn't feel good. He didn't feel he got enough punishment yet for the Averi that he did. Shamat, until he had to say that Kol Gufi Yimolishchin. My whole body should be full of blisters. Is Omrullah, that Hamidim said, Oi Lono Shirin Chodakach. Like, Oi Vey, we saw you such in a way. So bad. You look so bad. He answered back, no. To me, if it wouldn't have happened to me. In other words, he was happy, he was makabel v'yavon, that's what he deserved to do. That's called, he caused it to himself. He caused it by himself, that he should be this way, because he did an avera. Now his avera, v'shtetzin, wasn't the real avera, like he told the Yoni, I'll give him food. Just he didn't run fast enough, that's not such a big avera. V'shtetzin, his madregi, his sitkis, he held it was called an avera. So still, the Mefarshim speak out like so. The Balamus will talk about this Gemara. One way to look at Stam, you see the way for any little aver you do, how much of an einish we really deserve to get. This is called the einish you really deserve to get. Like for any little averum, mam, she deserves such an einish. Other Mefarshim learned that we know there are two in Yonim. There's an inyan of Midas Hadin and Midas Harachnim. There's such a thing as Midas Hadin. Now most people can't live through Midas Hadin. That's the Bereshit Bo Elokim, that's the late Hashem Elokim, that Hashem saw Metchili want to create the world with Midas Adin, but he saw as Midas Adin he can't exist. So right away he had a Mimishtat of Midas Harachamim. As Midas Harachamim, Hashem has Rachmanis on us, even if we do Averis, he doesn't punish it so much, he gives a chance to do Tshuva, he waits a little bit, he doesn't give us an Einish right away. But Midas Adin means if you do something wrong, you deserve to get the punishment right there and then. Now Nochim is Gamzu, he was a big tzaddik. Al Titzkis, certain tzaddikim wanted to go through the world to be knowing Midas Adin upon themselves. And that's what Nochem Ish Gamzu wanted to do. This is called Midas Adin. Midas Adin, you did the smallest thing wrong, you deserve all these things to happen to you. And even everything, he still wasn't felt he had enough, until he had to make his whole body full of shchin. But that's called Midas Adin. The normal person can't live like this. We're not great enough, we can't stand out with Midas Adin, we have to have Midas Harachamim. But this is called Midas Adin, that if you do the smallest thing wrong, you deserve all these things to happen to you. Then the Gemara goes on to explain why was he called, also famous Gemara, why is he called Nochem is Gamzu? Why did they give him such a name? The Amai Korolun Le Nochem is Gamzu. Why is his name was Nochem? Why do they call him Ish Gamzu? To Chomilsa Devei Salkele, anything that used to happen to him, Omer would always say, Gamzu L'Toyva. No matter how bad the situation was, he'd always say, Gamzu L'Toyva, Mestam is good for me. Like it's Bashert, whatever Hashem wants, that's what happened to me. No matter how bad it is, Gamzu L'Toyva, that should also be for the good. Alright, we'll see tomorrow, the famous Maisa, what happened with him. You're holding up Chofal from Aleph on the bottom of the Gemara about Nochem Ish Gamzu again. His question was again, Vamai Korole Nochem Ish Gamzu. Why did they call him? Why was that his name, Nochem Ish Gamzu? So Gemara says, the Chomilsa, they have a Salkele, Oma Gamzu Lutoyva. Anything that happened to him, he always says, it should also be for the good. Even though it looks pretty bad, he always said, Gamzu Lutoyva, it should also be for the good. Does he have bitachon in Hashem? Whatever Hashem is doing for him, it's always for the good. Zimnin chod, it once happened one time that boy lishdura Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael, the Jews wanted to send Dorin levei kesed. They wanted to send a present to the king as if to show that the Jews like you and you should be nice to us. Is Omru, so the Chacham said, man Yezel, who should go to give the king the present? Yezel nochim ish gamzu. Let this tzaddik nochim ish gamzu, let him go. Temelumet benisin. Because we know Nisim always happen with him. Like for sure everything will go good if he gives the presents. We know always miracles happen for him. So Shadru B'yodah Chum sent with Nochem Ish Gamzu a present. What did they send? Molei Sifta, a suitcase full. The Avonim Toivos Umagolius. Full of precious stones and pearls they sent to the king. Is Ozal Bas Behu Dira Balaylam. So Nochem Ish Gamzu at night on his way there slept over in an inn. Bas, he slept over someplace. For Yehudi Rabalaila, certain at that night he slept in an inn. Is Kamo Hanech Diure, the innkeeper got up in the middle of the night, Vishaklinu Lisifte, and he took away Nochem Ish Gamzu's suitcase. Or Malinu Ofra, as he stole all the precious diamonds and golds, and instead of that he put dirt into the suitcase. Is the Mocha tomorrow, the next day, Ki Chaznu Omar, when Nochem saw what happened, he saw that a suitcase was emptied out, and all he has now is Sustam dirt in it, he said, Gamzu L'Toivo, this should also be for the good. Is Kimotu Hossam, so some persons don't have this Girsa, because the Chur, if he would have saw what happened, he wouldn't have went to the king with just dirt. So Chur, you shouldn't be Girsit. But rather, Kimotu Hossam, Nochem didn't realize what happened to a suitcase. He thought the suitcase was still full of gold and diamonds, and he went to the king. Is Sharinu Lisifto? He opened up a suitcase to show the king, look what type of big present the Jews want to send you. And Chaznu the Moliafra, what came out, the king saw that they're making a joke here. They're sending him a bunch of dirt. Who needs the dirt? Is Boyu Malkul Mekdalinu? Lekulei? So the king got so angry now, and he said, look, the Jews are making fun of me. I'm going to go kill out all the Jews. They send me a present, a suitcase full of dirt. Like, what are you doing to me? Is Omar, komechak biyudoi? The king said, like, the Jews are making fun of me. So Nochem said, Nochem all Omar gamzu l'toiva. Nochem also said, this should also be for the good. He has bitochin, something good will come out of this. Is what happened? Ose Eliyo Anovi came idmalei kechad minayu. He was dressed up like one of the king's men. Omalei, so he said to the king, Dilmahai Afra me Afra de Avram Avuan. Maybe this is the special dirt that Avram Avinu used. When Avram Avinu would throw the dirt, heavy cipher, it would turn to be like swords. And Gilu heavy Giro, the dust there would turn to be like arrows, bows and arrows. Like that dirt from Avram Avinu was a special type of a dirt. That when you go to have Muhammad, throw the dirt at the enemies, and it'll turn in to be like swords, and be like caution, like bows and arrows, you'll see you win the war. The Pasuk says, Yiten kiyofer charboi, like the hair of the sword will come from dirt, and kikash nidav kashtoi, like from straw, will turn out to be bow and arrows. So I have echad medint, what happened was, there was one providence, the loimotze lemichveshei, that this case of this king couldn't conquer, is botku, so the king says, okay, I'll try it out, we'll go to fight against this providence, and we'll use this dirt. Is botku minei, they used the dirt, v'chavshu, and the dirt worked, and they threw the dirt at the enemies, and it killed out all the enemies, and they conquered the providence. Is alu leveginzei, so then the king was so happy with Nochem Ish Gamzu, took him into his big treasure, or malu lesiftei, filled up his suitcase, avonim toivus magolius. He sent them back with a suitcase full of diamonds and precious stones, v'shadrubi korarabim, and he sent them away with great covet, with great respect. So that was the ma'aseh with Nochem Ish Gamzu. So mamash nisim happened to him. His kiyosu, when he came back, baisu peyahu dira. Again, he slept overnight in the same inn that he slept on his way there. Is Omrule, so the innkeeper asked Nochem, my ma'aseh padoch diavlocho yikora kulihai. Like, what did you go to give the king that he gave you so much respect? In other words, the innkeeper knew what happened. He knew that he stole all the diamonds and filled up the suitcase with poshida, with the plain dirt from his ground. So he wondered, how come the king gave you such respect? Is Omalu, so Nochem said back to him, you know, my deshaklim yochi amtil hosim. Whatever I took, hey, the dirt that was in my suitcase from here, that's what I gave the king.
So when the innkeeper heard that, the innkeeper thought that the king likes his dirt, like he has special dirt in his house. So what he did was, Sosru Lidirayu, he broke down his inn, he broke down his motel, and he took all the dirt from the ground. And he went to the king and told the king, you know, I have a whole truckload full of that dirt. He said, little Nochem gave you only one suitcase worth of the dirt. I have a whole truckload worth of the dirt here for you. And he told the king, Hayafra the icy hocha medidanu. That dirt that Nochem gave you came from my property. So here's my property. Here's the dirt from my property. I want to give you a present. Like, give me back a present also. So the king says, okay, we'll try out your dirt also. Let's see if it's true. Let's see if your dirt will work. But cool, the king tried out the dirt. And nothing happened. It was plain dirt and didn't turn into arrows, didn't turn into swords. It was plain dirt. So the king said, you're making fun of me and I'll kill you. So that was the mice. The king killed the innkeeper. So I was a maestro, Nochem is Gamzu, he's a tzaddik, but everything that happened to him, he always said, Gamzu l'toivu. Whatever Hashem is doing, Mestam is doing it for my benefit, something good will come out of it. He has been talking to Hashem, nenechnami. Machmas, the schus of having been talking to Hashem, that's what comes out. From be talking to Hashem comes out, and Hashem will do good back to you. Turn here. Then the Mishnah says, Ezehui dever. What's called the Devra plague that you have to fast right away? Ir ha-moitzi chamesh meas ragli. If there are 500 men in the city, and for 3 days straight, one person dies. You have 3 people die from this magefa, in 3 days, that's called the Devra, you have to start fasting. Tana Rabbanan, the price is like this. Ir ha-moitzi chamesh meas vielef ragli. Let's say you have a city that has 1,500. Not only 500, but has 1,500. Kigoin kfar aku. And now in 3 days, 9 people died. Zuachazu. In other words, each day, 3 people died. So that's mamash reza dever. That's a good dever. That's the proportion of our Mishnah. Mishnah says if you have 500 people there, and in 3 days, 3 people die, one a day, that's called a dever. So the same thing, if you have 1,500 people, it's the same thing. That's a triplet. So if 9 people die in 3 days, that's called a dever. The gimel yomim.
Yeah.
Haraz Dever. What about Biyoy Mecha? Let's say 9 people die in 1 day. Oy Vidalad Yom, it took 4 days. Ain't the Dever. That's not called the Dever. The Dever has to be like the Mishnah says, in 3 days, 3 people die, 1 a day. So if you have 1,500, you have to have 3 people dying each day. The year, invite the Bryce says now like our Mishnah, the year Hamoitzi Chomesh Meas Ragli, if you have a city that only has 500 people there, men there, who are going Kfar Amiku, at this city, the Yotzim Menu Shloisha Mesim Megimu Yomim Zeachazer, Hareza Dever, and if a plague came into the city, that for 3 days straight, each day one person died, that's called a Magefa Dever, that you have to start fasting right away with a strong tightness of Bimasri, you have to blow the Shofar right away also. What about the Yoy Mecha? Let's say